East Coast. East Coast
Breakfast. James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go, 6:38 to Monday morning on East Coast Breakfast. And guys,
yes, Darren Moore,
it's one of my biggest crushes ever of all time. Did you see what she said this weekend?
Who's she?
Charlize Theron. Actually, when you crush on her and you've done gigs in her hometown, it's Charlize Theron.
Ni Theron ni.
No, it's not Theron or Theron. It's Charlize Theron.
Hometown is Brakpan, eh? Or Benoni.
So you,
Benoins.
Benoins, okay.
Yeah, so you guys know that she apparently, broken up with Sean Penn. But that's like, that was always going to happen. You just know, when anyone starts dating Sean Penn, it's going to end in breakup. He's a fantastic actor, an amazing creative, and a great director, but he's not lekker. Mm. He's not the dating type.
Yeah, because I mean, you know him, right?
Yeah, he mirrors you.
Yeah. It's what she said. Though she said on social media, in no uncertain terms, people, that she's a traditional girl and she won't approach other people, and men need to man up, grow a pair, and start asking her out.
So she doesn't make the first move.
No,
like most of the girls out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you're Charlize Theron, you know what? You would say, no, you can make the first move. You can really have you can have your pick. You know, but she won't. She's a traditional girl. Benoni is in the blood, deep and thick. And so she wants men to man up and ask her out.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I'm thinking.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my actual
goodness.
But I
mean, if she's come out to say, no one has manned up. No one has the kahunis to actually ask me out. So you know what?
Yeah, she's single.
I have kahunis.
Since she broke up with who again?
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn was who she was dating before.
You know what's given me is what's his name? That Davidson fellow. That SNL
Pete
actor. Pete Davidson. Yeah, the guy is like literally with like the hottest and the most amazing and talented people. And he has nothing but like a sense of humor.
Darren.
He has nothing going for him. I have a sense of humor. I have a job. I have a South African Film and Television Award, Charlize Theron.
Yes.
So like we're in the same WhatsApp group. You have Oscars. I have SAFTAs. You from Benoni. I have worked in Benoni.
You have
We're roughly the same age.
You give your child cornflakes for dinner.
That one time.
Okay. Darren,
I bet you Charlize
She's
Theron.
Not going to bring Jackson over
my
with
friend,
us.
I'm holding your hand right now.
Why are you holding my hand? Buddy, you never know.
No, listen.
Sky, Darren, you my bra.
I don't want you to be
actually holding hands.
Listen, you need to stay in your lane, bro. This is too much for you, Chief. This is Champions League. You're playing in high school
but
sports.
But you know what? Let me take a shot.
So, Darren.
You know what I'm saying? Let me take a shot.
As I know that one of us on this team likes to drop name occasionally, and I wasn't going to, but I might know Charlize a little better than I'm letting on.
What do you mean?
Like, we've done a little bit of work together.
Now you tell us.
Yeah, no. Look, I was an extra when it started, so it wasn't even
on a
movie that I'm not going to speak of. But the point is,
it must have been Mad Max.
I know her relatively well, and I feel like I know her type.
What do you mean you know her well? Did you go to her trailer?
I went to a trailer. And actually, the last time we had lunch was at Beluga in Cape Town.
You had lunch with Shirley Sehon?
I'm just saying.
All right.
That I don't know if it would be a go, but if you're prepared to ask her out, I will pass on the message.
Okay, here we go. Simon, record this. Dear Charlize Theron, my name is Darren Moore.
Start again, that's weird. Just like creepy. Start again. Be like your normal voice.
Okay, okay.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And smile.
Hello, Charlize. My name is Darren. Charlize Theron, I'm Darren Moore. I've had the biggest crush on you since the beginning, before Devil's Advocate, right? And your performance in Mad Max was just like next level. It was Oscar stuff right there. So I'm not going to say worship you, because then it's kind of like like stalkerish. But I really appreciate you as a woman, as a also as a spokesperson against violence against women and children. I really think that we would be a great match. You know, we both spent a lot of time in Benoni, me as well, Brakpan as well. Mm. I'm also an actor. I think we would connect. I like long walks on the beach. I used to like margaritas. Now they're virgin margaritas. I drive fast cars. I like fast cars. I have a Jaguar. But I don't mind. If you want me to drive a Toyota, I will. I'll do that for you. But the thing is, I got a crush on you, and I feel somehow that we have a connection. And if you do, by any chance, listen to this, Charlize Theron, let's just go on a date. That's all I'm asking. Just go out for a meal, look at each other, spend time with each other, talk to each other, and see if there's anything there. If there isn't, hey, we both walk away, nobody loses anything. But what if? I like to live in the world of what if. And Charlize Theron, you're a brave, strong, powerful, amazing woman. I think you also want to live in the world of what if. Charlize Theron, if you hear this, my name is Darren Moore, and I'll ask you, can we do lunch, coffee, dinner? Your call. I'm putting it out there.
Cinderella, they lived happily ever after.
That's how you do it.
Okay, will you send that to her?
That's how you do it.
I will send it to her.
Send that to Charlize Theron. I don't mind.
East Coast Breakfast. With Darren Moore, Kerry and Skye.